Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to throw. Guns it into the end zone. Intercepted! 2 yards deep in the end zone. Intercepted by Taron Johnson. And he brings it out. And he's still on the run. He may go all the way. He's at the Baltimore 40. The 30 gets a block at the 20. 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Taron Johnson goes 102 yards with an end zone interception. Touchdown, Buffalo!
It's one of my favorite Murph calls ever. And joining me on the Wester Hotline now to talk a little bit about the recent signing that just broke on Twitter moments ago. The Bills re-signing Taron Johnson to a three-year extension. And Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline now. Sal, I guess it's not really surprising news, but, you know, week four is over. We're on to week five. I guess maybe this wasn't a move people were expecting kind of had to happen right now, no?
No, I think it was something that people figured the Bills would want to do, but probably take care of in the offseason. But, you know, especially considering Brandon Bean kind of made it known that in Josh Allen's situation, they didn't want to do anything during the season, right? That would either be before the season or table it. This isn't a Josh Allen situation. It's not that kind of money. It's not a quarterback distraction. But, you know, to do this during the season is really nice. And this just kind of underscores the relationship I think Brandon Bean has with, you know, agents of these players, the players themselves, to be able to get something like this done now so they don't have to worry about it when they get to January, February, and worry about becoming a free agent.
We likely won't have the final numbers on this contract sale until tomorrow or even Monday, but I think we could all assume that whatever this deal is, Taron Johnson is not going to exercise his right to go to free agency. The Bills don't have to worry about franchise tagging him or transition tagging, nothing like that. I would bet that they got this on a pretty team-friendly deal. I'm not going to ask you to sit here and speculate, but I think after just a track record of Brandon Bean locking up players like Matt Milano for, you know, under market value, it's probably safe to assume that this is probably going to be a contract that looks pretty good for the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, probably, right? We don't know the numbers, but here, I think more importantly is, like, think about how this team has gone about it. What Brandon Bean and Kevin Meagank and Jim Overdorf have done here is, when Josh Allen signed his contract extension, let's remember, they took away numbers from next year's salary cap, right? Like, it was actually reduced from what his fifth-year option would have been. Josh's fifth-year option was scheduled to count, what, 20-something million, and that was reduced by, like, $6-7 million. And at the time, okay, why are you doing that? Well, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
This allowed them to front load a little money here for Taron Johnson. I don't know, but it just makes sense. You know, I mean, it's all a puzzle, and it seems like obviously Brandon Bean is very in tune with, and like you said, Kevin Meagank and Jim Overdorf, they're all very good at what they do, and they're very in tune with how to put this puzzle together financially for this team to keep intact. You know, when you think about it, Nate, this defense has been together a while, and they're going to be together a while. Like, every single guy is locked up. The only two players I think of consequence at this point, I would say, that are scheduled to become free agents now at the end of the year are Jerry Hughes, and look, at his age, I don't know if we should really anticipate him re-signing, who knows, and Saran Neal, who's a backup. That's it. Every other starter is locked up multi-years after this year.
How unlikely would you have believed this extension would be if I were to ask you if Taron Johnson should be extended week four of last year, where I think it was week four, right? Or was it week three, where Taron essentially gets benched for Cam Lewis. Cam Lewis injures his wrist, and Taron Johnson gets put back in the starting lineup, and that's that, Sal. Like, it's sort of the rest is history. He has played almost a full calendar year of the best football of his career, and he's being rewarded for it. But I'm wondering, like, how unlikely you would have thought this was a full year ago.
Probably would have put it less than 50-50 a year ago, but still thought that, you know, hey, there's time here. Let's see where he develops. I think the biggest thing with Taron's been his availability. Right? If we would have known and see a crystal ball that Taron would then be able to stay available and healthy as he has, knock on wood, you know, I think that is the biggest issue with him and what the team has seen. You know, he's really, like you said, that was a turning point for him. I think, you know, really for him to mentally dial in and understand, you know, what it took to stay on the field, to keep his starting job after he lost it for that 1 week. And, you know, Cam Lewis took it, but then he was out of the game. He got hurt. He comes back in, as you mentioned. I would have put it less than 50-50 a year ago, but I think the team has always anticipated, hey, you know, what's their philosophy? You know, we can say a lot about how coaches speak or GMs speak. The one thing you can never say about Brandon Bean is that he lies. He doesn't lie.
Yeah.
That is true, which is we want to draft, develop, and retain. Think of all the guys they've done that with now, right? Which I know that the first draft he wasn't here for, but Tre'Davious White, Matt Milano, Deion Dawkins. Now you have Josh Allen, of course. Tremaine Edmonds, fifth-year option on him. Taron Johnson. They're drafting, developing, and retaining players.
Sal, last thing for you. In that matchup last year, the first matchup, not the AFC Championship game, we know Taron Johnson played in that game, but going back to that matchup in Week 5 of last year, do you suspect that we see, because we don't know what the situation is with Matt Milano. It, even if he does play, Sal, he's not going to be 100%. There's just no way based on the injury and what we know about hamstrings. And I heard you this week talking about how we know this team has historically handled hamstrings, which was to play it safe. And if that means missing an extra week in order to get back 100% healthy so you don't relapse that hamstring injury, the Bills have been sort of historically known to do that. How important is Taron Johnson in this matchup this week, particularly if Matt Milano can't go?
Oh, I mean, he's important every week, right? Especially because of his turns out of the slot, obviously, no doubt about it. But, you know, Taron Johnson is going to have to be able to play a vital role in helping to, you know, the middle of the field, basically, there, where Matt Milano is going to have to play if he's playing or not. You know, look, I don't know if Matt Milano is going to play tomorrow. We'll find out if he's inactive 90 minutes before the game. Tomorrow's a really, really important game. You know what's more important? The rest of the season.
Yep.
They're not going to sacrifice putting Matt Milano out there. There's any indication that he could really re-injure himself. If he plays, that's because the team is very confident that that's not the case. But obviously, Taron Johnson is very big. Everybody, Jordan Poyer being healthy, you know, they're going to have all hands on deck that hopefully includes Matt Milano. But if not, you know, obviously, you know, everybody else is going to have to step up their game as well. This is a really good signing. I mean, I was just thinking about how this team is really, Brandon Bean has just done it right, really has. I marvel at the fact of how he's put this team together and how he continues to keep this team together. All of their young studs are basically 27 and younger. I mean, and they're locked up. I just think this run is not gonna end anytime soon. I mean, this is a team that's gonna contend for championships for a while.
Sal, thanks for being on call, my friend. Appreciate you as always. Talk to you tomorrow at 4 p.m. for pregame.
Have a good weekend.
Awesome. Sal Capaccio there on the Western Hotline. Timeout. Jay Binkley coming up next here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.